Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees.
My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
He's an IA Hall of Famer. He covers the O's for the Baltimore Sun. So we're curious to hear what he has to say about the Ryan Helsley signing and what could be coming next. Jacob Calvin-Meyer joins us courtesy of the Window Nation Fan Guest Hotline. And Jacob, thank you as always for your time. We appreciate it. So what did you think of the Helsley signing?
Hey, fellas. Thanks for having me on. Just an FYI, I have a toddler who's not willing to take a nap right now in her crib, and she's currently in a phase where she likes getting her legs stuck in the crib. So hear a blood-curdling scream, that would be the toddler. So I probably have to hang up and do that.
No, absolutely. So are you watching on, like, the kitty vision,
the monitor,
like from the
yeah.
crib? You're watching the monitor.
So that's not her opinion of the signing?
It's funny. My mother-in-law said that my wife only, when she was a baby, she only did that once. And our toddler has done it at least like 8 times in the past couple weeks. Wow. So, Ryan Helsley. I think that there's some risk here.
Yeah.
I actually had a piece come out this morning, BaltimoreSun.com, about how that there are some similarities between this signing and the Craig Kimbrell signing. And I know nobody wants to hear that, but right, this is, if you look at Helsley, this is somebody that used to have a dominant four-seam fastball that is no longer a dominant four-seam fastball. In fact, last year, on a per-pitch basis, according to Baseball Savant's run value, it was the second worst four-seam fastball in all of Major League Baseball.
Mm-hmm.
Now, taking the similarities from Kimbrell aside, I do think that this has a chance to be a pretty good signing, considering this is not Craig Kimbrell, right? Kimbrell had been diminished for years at that point. For Helsley, despite the fact that his first half last year wasn't great, it was really a couple of months in the second half when people believed that he was tipping pitches. And if it is that simple, then the Orioles got themselves a really good stopgap closer. That the goal of this signing is that he's only with the team for 1 year because he pitches great, and then he opts out. The concerning part is all the stuff about the fastball and some of the decline that we've seen with him over the years. But otherwise, right, this isn't one of the top fish on the market. Another similarity to Kimbrell, taking a little bit of a less expensive signing. But again, it is a 2-year deal. I believe the first multi-year contract Elias has ever handed out to a free agent pitcher. I think there's a chance that this works out, but it wouldn't surprise anybody if the decline continues for Helsley.
Well, and this is, to me, why it's even a little more troubling than Kimbrell. Like, Kimbrell was losing Vila. This guy's still 99th percentile in Vila. Like, you're not going to get him to throw any harder. Like, it's not like that's going to solve the problem. It's that it was straight and incredibly hittable, and he doesn't have an arsenal. He's a two-pitch guy. And when the going got tough last year and he had to pitch in real clutch, tough situations in a pennant race for the first time in years, because the Cardinals have sucked for years, he folded like a cheap tent.
Yeah, I actually would – I think I would take the opposite approach in terms of the fastball, just in terms of if the velo is still there, that means that there's more of a margin for error, and that there is a tweak that they can make either to his delivery, if there was tipping pitches, or even just a change to his grip, something. If the velo is still there, that means the arm health is, I mean, it means there is stuff that he is doing well to be able to throw that hard. So I do think that the odds of – I think the way I view this is that I don't think the floor is as low as it was for Kimbrel, right? Like, I don't envision them needing to release Helsley
right.
in September. But I do think the ceiling is higher with Helsley than it was for Kimbrel. But I can't get away from the concerns. In fact, if you just go through it, when they first signed Helsley, I was like, man, that's a really good deal. And then, like, honestly, when I kind of dug a little bit deeper under the hood, I was like, ooh, I don't really know about
Jacob,
this.
Jacob, here's so the problem. You didn't have to dig deep. 5 minutes on the StatCast page, and you're like, what the hell am I missing here?
Right. Well, actually, what I was thinking, I actually just saw a report that there's some of the teams that are interested in Pete Fairbanks. In my view, I still think the Orioles should be in the market for another back-end option who can comfortably close. And that doesn't mean that you don't have to spend massive bucks for that. But, like, even if it's a I think Fairbanks would prefer to close. But, like, even if it's like a Sir Anthony Dominguez bringing him back or somebody like that, I don't think they can just go out and get another two middle relievers to round out this bullpen and say, oh, our back end of our bullpen is Helsley and Kittredge, and we're comfortable with that. I don't think that's gonna pass.
So we've seen him bring back Kittredge. We've seen him bring in Taylor Ward, trading Grayson Rodriguez to the Angels, and then, of course, bringing in Helsley. What do you expect the next move to be?
Yeah, I think everybody would expect it to be a starting pitcher, or at least that's the one that most people would want to see. I do still think that there's multiple moves that they need to make in the bullpen. I still think that they need a third catcher that they can rely on to be more than that, considering their top two catchers have showed injury concerns over the past couple of years. They probably need either or both of another outfielder who can play center field and a utility infielder. So there's a lot to get done. The big things, though, are the starting pitchers. And I guess you just have to wait and see. The winter meetings are coming up. I do think if there's any starting pitchers that are on the trade market, Freddy Peralta is one that really catches my eye. Mm-hmm. If there's any guys on the trade market that they could get, I do think that they would be significant players in that.
We're talking with Jacob Calvin-Meyer. It's Inside Access here on The Fan. Ryan Mountcastle, they tendered him. Do you believe he will be here come April?
Yeah, actually, the last time you guys had me on, I think you had asked me, it was like the day before the tender deadline,
yes.
And you'd asked me about him. And I said I could see it going anyway, yeah. And I did say that I was leaning tender. Actually, the more I had thought about it, there's this new rule in the collective bargaining agreement where, not to get too far into the weeds, essentially, if you take a player to an arbitration hearing, his salary does not become fully guaranteed until like the last week of spring training.
Didn't the Giants do that with someone?
Yeah, it was
Chapman.
JD Davis. So and that was a similar situation. Like JD Davis, they took him to arbitration and it was like $6 or $7 million, and they cut him at the end of spring training. And so I'm not saying that that's going to happen. I just think that that is a factor here that this does not guarantee that Ryan Mountcastle is going to make $8 million for the Orioles next season. I think either they will find a way to package him in a trade this offseason. I don't think Milwaukee needs a first baseman, for example, but like if the Pittsburgh Pirates are trading Mitch Keller and they still want to try to win, then I think that makes sense to package Mountcastle and a couple other prospects in the deal for Keller. That, again, just completely throwing that out there. And then if they don't find a trade for Mountcastle, then you go into spring training and you see what it looks like. If you're super confident in Coby Mayo, then maybe this is a JD Davis situation. Otherwise, it would not shock me if Mountcastle is on this team next season, because this is a guy that, you know, despite the frustrating aspect of his offensive performance over the past few years, from May 1st on last season, he hit like .275. And I think you can make a strong argument that he has just a good of a chance of a bounce back offensively as Colton Cowser, as Adley Rutschman, as any of these guys.
So let's.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
Let's just take a step back, big picture here, because I remember when they fired the manager and they talked about introspection. And then we find out through the media that Elias is a new title. And they say, well, we might bring in a GM too, and we're all about new ideas. And we've got to rethink the way we do things here. And so they bring back potentially Kimbrel 2.0, but a little bit younger. Like, I mean, that it's very much on brand. A guy down on his luck coming off a down year with some basic variables that look that pretend concern, who they basically are going to rent for a year plus. That's what they do. Tyler Ward, they rent a power over anything else right-handed bat for a year at a fixed cost, $13 million, which is palatable because that's what they do. They bring back Kittredge. Well, duh, that's on brand. They have already had him. Like, and if you tell, even if they get Peralta, like, okay, so 1 year, $8 million. None of these seem to be even short term, as in 2-3 year, let alone long term solutions. Am I crazy, or is this just more of the same?
I mean, let me add a couple more. They fired their manager who they had hired as a first time manager, and then they hire another guy that was first time manager.
Make him keep half the old guy's staff.
They part ways with the hitting coach, and the hitting coach that they hired to replace him is a guy that was a mentor for the hitting coach that you fired. or parted ways.
Yeah.
So listen, I think that this is very similar to my views of the young core, actually. This is, whether it's right or wrong, isn't really for me to say. If this team is successful moving forward in the next 3 to 5 years, it will be because of the young core. If it's not successful, it will be because of the young core. It's similar to the front office. I never really believed, and I don't think anybody should have believed, that they were going to truly change anything significant about their process. These are people that believe strongly about what got them to this point, what got them to 2023 and 2024, what got them to a World Series in Houston, what got them to success in St. Louis. And so that goes with the hitting philosophy as well. And so, these are people that believe strongly in their process, and they're not going to let a down 2025 season drastically alter that process. And I think most people would understand that. I think what most people would prefer is that there's at least some consideration on the edges of things. And maybe we'll see that next season with Albernaz, and maybe things will be done a little bit differently. But it wouldn't surprise anybody if that's not the case either. And it wouldn't surprise me either if it's not the case and everything's the same and they still win 90 games. So I guess we'll just have to find out on that front.
Jacob Calvin Meyer covers the O's for the Baltimore Sun. Jacob, always great, man.
Thanks, brother, so much
for your time. We appreciate you.
We made it through and the toddler is asleep.
Yes. That's the most important thing.
Here come the screams. Thanks, Jacob.
Yeah.
Coming up next, we'll give our thoughts. Hot Corner, the winter meetings are a week away. What's next for Michael Elias and the Orioles? We'll tell you next here on The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app,
And you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.